Welcome to another Edge of the Rabbit Hole Rabbit Pellet. This is part of the Edge of the Rabbit Hole podcast, a little something extra down at the bottom of the rabbit hole. Yes, our rabbit pellets. So this is Mike Ricksecker, author and ghostorian, with me as always, my co-hostess, Vanessa Hogel. And if you haven't yet, please go ahead and follow us or subscribe to us on this current podcast platform, whichever you're currently listening to us on. So Vanessa, I thought for tonight we would talk about remote viewing because I was just on the road nearly a week on the East Coast, stopped by the Mary Washington House in Fredericksburg, Virginia, where our good friend Michelle Hamilton works. And I was investigating there for a few hours, started it off, however, with a remote viewing session with you. And it was really interesting because you actually tapped into Mary Washington. So I figured we'd go ahead and talk, some specifics with her and actually just remote viewing in general and how it works. So start us off.
Well, I know it sounds really odd because I've done this for so many years, but that whole experience really tickled me. It really did, because first off, for anyone who does not know what I do or isn't aware of how I do it, you gave me nothing.
Right.
Absolutely zero information. I did not even know you were headed towards Virginia. I knew you were going to Rhode Island, and they're pretty freaking far apart, so it never occurred to me you would make a stop there. And I remember you messaging me and saying, hey, I'm going to be doing an investigation, not going to tell you anything. Can I call you at 7? Right. And I said, sure, of course, you know, always. And you called me, and I think you got out, hello.
Yeah, I hadn't even really started anything yet. I was just about to go and hit the button to start recording, and you're already boom, 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 which I've seen you do before, but this was usually faster. And yeah, you're right. I hadn't told you anything about where I was going. I purposely stayed off social media all day because I didn't want anybody picking up on where I was going or for it to come into the feed to give you any sort of idea. And yeah, Virginia is not on the way to Rhode Island.
No, not at all. Not at all. Matter of fact, I didn't know where you were until I heard Michelle Hamilton's voice when you asked her, you guys want to chime in on this.
That was by design. I knew if she talked, then you would know where we were at. So I told her just be quiet for a while, and I'd introduce her or let her come in when I felt it was time. So
it was really interesting. And for those who don't fully understand how remote viewing works, I have no control really over the images I get, over what I'm being told, and it comes how it comes. It can come in the form of a movie. It can come in the form of a snapshot. It could come as somebody whispering in my ear, for lack of a better way of putting it. And the very first thing that I was told is that there were 6 children there, and they stair-stepped in ages, and the oldest was a boy. I had absolutely no way of knowing until you confirmed it that was George Washington.
Yeah. The number of children was correct. The way that the children age was correct. The oldest was a boy. And yes, that was our very first president, George Washington.
Yes, I'm still tickled, still grinning from ear to ear on that one. So many things, the different ways that they were giving me information was like I was watching little snippets of movies. The gentleman with the powder smell throwing papers all over the place looking for the paper with the proper signature, come to find out George Washington lost the house because they couldn't find the deed, which is, I'm fascinated by that, by the way. The door being in the wrong place, I don't know how I knew that. I don't, except for the fact that I believe Mary was telling me. And that's what I think people need to realize, and I've talked about this in multiple books, is when you're talking about remote viewing, all you can do is give the information that you're receiving. And if you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah, and that was such an oddball thing. You know, you saying, I don't, And you're like, I don't know why I'm getting this, but she's telling me that the front door is in the wrong place. And that is just so strange and oddball. You can't make that stuff up. And sure enough, it was actually part of the walkthrough that Michelle gave me beforehand, before we did the call with you, in which she did point out that, yeah, in this older part of the house, this is where the front door was. You can still kind of see, you know, the crack in the plaster on the wall where that would have been, but now it's elsewhere in the house. So for you to pick up on that is just mind-blowing.
It was interesting, and it's just something that there's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no logical explanation that you can give for being able to do this. I've questioned myself, and I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this, Mike, but I've actually questioned myself, and am I using a different thing, for lack of a better way of putting it, and not remote viewing, but picking out of your brain? I've actually questioned myself about that. Am I using psychic abilities and pulling information out of people's brains, or am I physically seeing it? And my response to that is, if I'm picking it out of your brain, I'm not going to see it the same way or hear it the same way. It's going to come from you. This was information being told to me matter-of-factly, but not with any sequence or purpose. It was more like, I'm going to give you this and that'll verify it. I'm going to give you this and that'll verify it. You know, like that. It was very, very, very strange. Not unlike what happens when I do tarot.
Yeah, and I've seen you do it before, because this is not the first time that I've just given you a call and said, hey, Vanessa, you know, tell me where I'm at. You know, I remember... True. I remember when we were a radio show. So this is, you know, our very first season of Edge of the Rabbit Hole. And, you know, there was no way for you to be able to see where I was. We were just doing radio. I was on the telephone, and I didn't tell you where I was. I was back in living in Maryland at the time. I had just embarked on a trek west, and I was at the Bel Air House in Ohio. Of course, again, didn't do anything on social media because I knew we were doing the show that night. And, you know, I simply said, Vanessa, go ahead and describe where we're at. And you described the interior of the house to a T. You walk in the front door, the stairs are there on the left-hand side of the foyer. You walk up the stairs, you take a right, and the room at the end of the hall is the most active room in the house. And it's like, wow. You described it to a T, the actual physicality of that house. And to me, that's amazing. I know that the government in the past has employed people such as yourself, remote viewers, that have this ability to be able to do this in order to spy on other countries. Back in the Cold War, of course, it was to spy on the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. I've actually been approached by people, not from the government, but people who have asked me if I was registered. And nope, don't have any intention of it either.
Registered. Is there like a specific remote viewing society?
I have to be honest with you. I was too afraid to ask.
Okay.
I was too afraid to ask. I'm like, that's for lack of a better way of putting it, a rabbit hole I'm not jumping down. I'll jump down ours all day long. I'm not jumping down that one.
The government rabbit hole can be quite sketchy and dangerous, for sure.
Exactly. And, you know, I'll stay in our rabbit hole. Yeah. I like ours. I'm comfortable there. But that's not even the remote viewing that I did for you that got me. You got me when I was driving back from Virginia, and you and Shauna went to someplace, and
cemetery. You called me,
and I am driving with my kid in the car, exhausted after 5 days of investigating, and you're like, Vanessa, I'm somewhere. Tell me what you see. And I described the graves in front of you.
You did. You described that family to a T. The way that it was the four or the three young boys, and then the girls off on the side who were a little bit older. You'd picked up on the young deaths, And you know, the part that we didn't know, of course, was how they had passed on. That was the piece that we were looking for, which you gave to us. We've been trying to figure out a way to be able to confirm that. And it looks like that we have to make a trip up to the Lincoln Library in Springfield, Illinois, to be able to do that, possibly, if they have those records, because it would have been in a local paper around here. But yeah, you had no idea where we were. You had been out on the road, and I have that. That's on one of our videos. That's on our Rose Hill Cemetery video. So on the Haunted Road Media YouTube channel, you guys can check that out on our cemetery playlist. Now, from my understanding, what I've heard before in the past is that anybody, if they learn the technique, can actually remote view. And I've always questioned whether that's a valid statement or not, because I've seen what you do. I've been witness to that for many, many years now. And I mean, I might get an inclination or a hunch, or I might have a premonition in a dream about a place or something like that, but I have not been able to do what you do. So what do you think about that kind of statement, that anybody can remote view if they learn it?
I think it's a possibility, because I do believe that we all have gifts, all have curses, whatever it is you want to call it, depending on how you view it. I do think it can be something that people can do. But, and this is a big but, people have to be willing to be wrong. You have to test yourself. In my latest book, I tell people this. Test yourself. If you really want to learn, what people need to do is, let's say you know you're going to Walmart. Okay? You know you're going. You already know what's in Walmart. But the people that are there change. The cars that are in the parking lot change. There's always going to be variations. So if you're wanting to practice this to see if you have this particular skill set, visualize where you're going and see if you can pick up on specifics. Specifics. Write them down. Go there. Check. Did you hit on anything? How specific is it? It can't just be a guy in a blue shirt. It needs to be something specific. And do that different places that you go. Do that at the movies and see if you can pick up on who's going to sit next to you. You know, it's different, you know, little things like that where you can start to test yourself and see if you have the capacity to go further with it. I didn't necessarily do it that way. It just kind of happened. And it just kind of is what it is. And it's been this way since I was a little girl. But I have to believe that, you know, that this is something that people could learn to do and cultivate. And as long as they're willing to be wrong and not use it for the wrong reasons, like spying on people, you know, I don't mean the enemy. I mean relatives, friends, things like that.
Yeah, what does she look like in the shower? Yeah, it's probably the wrong thing to do.
Exactly right. But, you know, I do believe it's something that could, to a certain degree, be learned.
Okay.
But you have to have no ego and be willing to be wrong.
Yeah, and I could see, okay, trying to visualize a location. Like, you used Walmart. We kind of all know what our local Walmart looks like. And I remember in that documentary, The Secret, where they talked about visualizing, and the guy used an example of a parking spot. And actually, after I watched that for the first time, I tried that and visualized. I was going to the store, our local grocery store, and I visualized the parking spot that I wanted. And I pulled into the parking lot, and boom, it's open. There it is. Like, wow, you got to be freaking kidding me. And that's a place that I know, that I'm familiar with. What you did with the Mary Washington House, I mean, you had no idea where I was at.
No.
So how does that come to you? Is it just something you're just suddenly see in your head?
That one was a really weird experience for me, because, like I said, you got out the word hello. And I think that I pretty much talked for about 10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
You know, and it was almost as if they knew they had a very small window of time to get out as much as they possibly could to let whoever needed to know it that they're still around. And that it was like a rush. It was like a rush of information. And as soon as it would get in my head, it was coming out of my mouth. And that was different. I had something very similar happen last night during a reading where there was no way for me to know this last night, but the person that I was reading for had spoken to a relative 2 hours prior to me talking to them and had asked a bunch of questions and had everything written down. And here I am talking about stuff they talked about 2 hours before. One is in one state, one is in another. They had talked on the phone.
Interesting.
No way for me to know.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
There's absolutely no rhyme or reason to it. But again, I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm going to tell you what I get, and I'm not going to change it.
Right. Yeah. You keep it straight. That is definitely for sure.
we're going to have to do that more often because that was really cool, and I like to keep my skills sharp.
Yeah, you know? and I've been wanting to include you on more investigations like that because you are the third member of Society of the Haunted, kind of like, I don't know, our remote viewing consultant or whatever you want to say you are. We definitely need to include you more because it's always really interesting when we do include you in on those. So definitely more often. For those of you wondering about the Mary Washington House, the video that we'll be putting together on that, give us a few weeks. We have other things that are coming out beforehand. I've been on the road a lot. I'm going to be in, by the time you hear this, it'll be over, but it'll be Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I have just a quick Helltown video going up, a return there that was made the other day. That'll be on the Haunted Road Media YouTube channel, kind of giving an update as to the situation and how things have changed over the last few years in that particular area. And then, of course, we have the part two of the 518 South paranormal investigation, and then we'll get to the Mary Washington House video. So give us a few weeks. We'll get it out there.
And, Mike, I was going to tell you, I'm going to have Wi-Fi where I'm staying at in Ireland. So we should be able to record another rabbit pellet while I'm over there.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, and maybe we can discuss Ireland during that if you want.
Sounds like a great plan. So look forward to our next rabbit pellet of Haunted Ireland. There we go. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Edge of the Rabbit Hole's Rabbit Pellet. Please go ahead and follow us or subscribe to us on whichever podcast platform you're currently listening to us on, and of course subscribe to us at the Haunted Road Media YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Haunted Road Media. Until next time,
bye.